Okay, so today on Who Arted, we have artist Liam Gerard, who's chatting with us about his latest series of works, Full Bleed. Morena, Liam.
Morena, Amy.
Welcome to 95BFM.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for coming.
No worries.
Okay, so since following your creative journey, we've had the privilege to see in real time the development of your work. In the early days, you'd assemble images of animal and celebrity parts grabbed from the internet, straining them through your intricate process of charcoal realism to produce impressively hyperreal creatures, which sat stunning in a traditional medium of charcoal amidst a generous amount of untouched surface paper. What would you consider your seminal work from this period to be? I've now put you into periods, and this is your internet period.
Internet period?
Well, I know. We're not going to debate the name I've given you yet.
My seminal work. God, is it the Clayton Weatherston?
Do you think, is that what? Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Floating head work.
Yeah. But then you had the animal works as well.
The animal, yeah. Yeah, maybe that, like the Chex album cover.
I was thinking that
too. That was quite seminal.
Yeah, okay.
That just screamed seminal.
That was pretty seminal.
Yeah.
Okay, so fast track a couple of years and you've moved away from the screen and into the garden. Although we still see flickers of referential material derivative of your early work, such as locks of hair that stand out against the softer deliverance of hydrangea petals and other fauna, your narrative has now expanded into a new story which seems to be emerging through your work. Perhaps the crux of what got you into such process-bound work in the first place. Did you move from illustrative, self-inclusive compositions to a longer form of visual storytelling? Was that a standout turning point for you, or were you aware of this change?
Yep. Nah.
Don't you dare.
I guess I sort of got into filling the space a bit and then got quite sort of mad about feeling, well, obsessive. And yeah, is it that horror vacui or something? It's like an old Greek sort of thing for fear of empty space. So that seemed like a good way for this sort of this suburban floral stuff to just to capture, or to try and get that sort of mess of it by filling the space. I don't know if that makes
sense. So filling the canvas space, you mean, rather than having your objects float in the centre?
Yeah.
And also, like, from a more sort of wider sort of storytelling arc of your journey as an artist, you've moved away from having one image that has just got the story right there to having a series of works that are telling the same story between them. So there's more of a, can you see that in your work? Can you see how you made that change?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's something I'm super conscious of, but yeah, it's got more sort of snapshotty and...
No, yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah. Totally. But it's like as an exhibition, as it's just a more poignant way of telling a story. So it's almost more surround sound visually,
yes,
rather than just each work having its own song.
Yeah, and yeah, my shows used to be quite sort of grab bags of just lots of...
That's a terrible word to use.
Disparate ideas.
Yeah, no, that's a great word to use.
Well, so is it terrible or is
it... Well, okay, I feel like I'm not being very positive, no. So I changed what I said to Craig.
Yeah, but this shows a lot more... I liked how you said surround sound, because it is kind of... Yeah.
Well, your work's becoming more and more like that, which is fantastic, because it's like developing, man. Okay, so for many years your shows have been titled New Work. However, as your narrative has developed, so too has names and titles. Your last being Soil and Salt, rich with gothic maidens soaked into decayed preservation. Now this show you've titled Full Bleed. Referencing what, pray tell? Is it the full surface coverage, or perhaps is this name indicative of something else, something much, much deeper? What is behind the name of the show?
I struggle with titling works and shows, so that's why I was kind of happy to have it just New Work for so long. But yeah, this Full Bleed was I guess on the surface of it, just that filling the page.
But there's so much beneath the surface with your work.
And it just, I don't know, it sounded kind of metal and cool in a little way, so I like having that with the, because they're quite pretty, even though they're sort of a bit gothic and spooky sort of fences and bushes and stuff. They're quite pretty, hopefully.
Yeah, they're aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, and so with the titles of the works and the show, I wanted to give it a kind of goofy metal edge to it.
That's interesting. That brings me to my next question. One of my latest... No, this is my next question, about your work, about this particular work.
Next question.
The series, in fact. So now here we are. This mini retrospective of your work. Your latest show boasts award-winning work, recently taking first place prize at the Aspiring Art Awards.
How about that?
You have an arresting and haunting series inviting us to participate in its story. As usual, your work is expertly crafted in charcoal with elements easily recognisable to all, namely the close-up presentation of cottage fencing framed by traditional garden flora and fauna with stark and contrasting textures and shapes. The series creates an interweave of information which nods to the Gothic past, present ideals around colloquial attainability, and some unknown future experience. However, what I read on the gallery page seems quite different from what I got from your works personally. So what is this series about? And did you mean to be so regionalistic with it? Not that it is, but...
Yeah, no, I did. It's quite... I'm from Devonport. The mean streets of Devonport, and it's not trying to, like, you know, portray that as mean streets, obviously, because that would be ridiculous, but I guess trying to sort of portray a bit of a dark side and the sort of suburban decay and
the gothic heritage which is part of our New Zealand heritage, I guess, is so, it's such a double-edged sword. So the question was, what I read on the gallery page was quite different from what I got from the work. So the gallery page is talking about a lot of what you were mentioning just before about you like the name Full Bleed because it was kind of heavy metal-ish and that it was talking about musical references and I was like, what? So I was asking you, what is this series about? So you're kind of commenting on Devonport's kind of twee?
Primarily.
Okay, that's a great answer. Thanks.
Yeah, primarily they are, I think, beautiful and pretty works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am sort of. They are looking at that suburban decay and just the sort of overload of stuff in these scenes that you sort of walk by and take for granted, and then it's just sort of pausing to look at the depth and beauty and weirdness and spookiness.
I also read on your gallery page that there were some sort of coffins of maidens or something to do with, I read...
Coffins of maidens?
I don't know where I went through the archives to double check. I might have got mixed up.
Oh, that might have been an old essay or something. Sounds cool though.
Yeah, made in coffins. Yeah. They've got a real, they've got a sense of graveyard to them because of the close up that you've done. The close ups are so like cross like and shriney and. Yeah, so was that, how intentional was that? Are you sort of.
With some of them, some of the work's more intentional than others. Yeah, that's, I got a little lost in the imagery, I guess, of these picket fences, because they're so sort of, there's so much in there. They're kind of crucifixes, they're sort of monolithic, they're phallic, you can take everything.
Yeah, and they're very representative of a way and an ideal and... probably dated, but something that we're kind of grappling to terms with. Well, this is what I get from it, especially with the fact that what we did consider to be what we had and what New Zealand is or what we wanted it to be is not that. And we have huge problems with accommodation and housing and equal society levels and everything like that, which I don't know if you intended, but that does come through the picket fence and the regionalism of the work.
Yeah.
It's quite potent.
So I guess they're quite aspirational, but these are
Yeah.
Sort of in, I keep saying decay, but yeah, or the more sort of dilapidated, the more intriguing I kind of find them.
Is there a deep-seated core story underweaving all of your work, Liam, that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, but I don't know, there might be.
I think there is.
I think
I know what it is as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Shit. I'm going to eke it out of you one day. I've been reading my previous interviews and I'm always prodding, waiting. I'm just waiting. Yeah. Might be a few years. It'll come out. I'll get it out. Wow. Who do you look to in terms of inspiration at the moment?
That's a good question. I was looking at one guy I was really interested in was an illustrator called, his name is Daniel Danger. Not to be confused with that, is it Johnny Danger? Like the YouTube douche?
No.
He's an American illustrator who does these sort of wild, dilapidated houses and super detailed and quite... So I guess his stuff is sort of the macro.
Yep.
And I was kind of looking at doing the micro of it,
yep.
The sort of zoomed in little slices of fence and weatherboard. And so his stuff is really spooky, quite, illustrated.
Daniel Danger. I'm going to check him out.
Tiny Media Empire is his website, social media thing.
That's great.
Mm. He's awesome.
Hey, you know what? That's all we've got time for today.
Hey, no worries.
Thanks so much for coming up and chatting with us.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure having you up here, Liam. So Liam's work is on at Sanderson Contemporary alongside Brendan McGorry's Noir.
Mm.
What do you think of his work?
Yeah, it's cool. It's a good contrast, isn't it?
Think, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on until the 8th of April, so it's another week and a half.
Yeah, man.
Over Easter, so get along. And that is at Osborne Lane, 2 Kent Street, Newmarket. Go to sanderson.co.nz for more information. And if you'd like us to interview you or anything coming up in the arts, please email arts@95bfm.com.
I highly recommend it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.